In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, special guest Big Lex. It is time for Big Facts. What's up?
Hey.
It's summertime. It's a lot of money outside. It's a lot of positive shit happening. What's up, man? Everybody get their energy up. Oh, yeah. Now, Big, let's get money. We finna get to her big money talk. But first, I got a tradition. Check on everybody. Everybody good?
I am.
You good?
Fantabulous.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Bank?
No, good? Fantabulous.
For sure. Fantabulous. Oh, that's better than fantastic.
It's fantastic, okay. And fabulous.
Lex, you good?
Yes,
I'm. You need good. A drink? You need a blunt? Anything? We're going to talk shit today now. You,
oh, yeah,
you,
I'm good.
Yeah, we got to yes. We gotta get this shit popping.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Big Lex. You're from Columbia, South Carolina, right?
Yes.
So you're a reality star and an artist?
I'm an artist and a reality star.
Okay.
Most definitely. I'm Big Lex motherfucking flexion on and only Carolina motherfucking princess. They already know me and my scene and every city around.
I wasn't even ready for all that, but we'll take it.
Yes, for sure. And I am from Columbia, South Carolina. Like I said, I'm an artist before I'm a reality star, most definitely. So my music comes first before TV.
Okay. How long you been doing music?
I've been doing music all my life. You know, It just really been in me all my life. But like, I really just been taking it seriously, literally, like this last past, not even a year, really.
What make you different from other female artists? Because we keep it a buck. A lot of the female artists kind of might rap about the same shit. So what makes Big Lex or your story or your lyrics different than another female artist?
First thing, shout out to all the female artists. But what made me different from them is just that I talk my shit. I talk my real life shit, what I be doing. I don't know. Sometimes bitches might be a little scared to say what they need to say. I'm just not that type of person. Mm. So, you know, I feel like I just speak honestly of how I feel about everything, or every situation, niggas, bitches, clubs. It's just that simple.
Mm. Yeah. So one thing we be doing on Big Facts, we be having a conversation, and one of our topics today is, so if you meet a person and you fuck with them, and let's say they lose their job or they hustle, they ain't getting money, do you keep fucking with them? Like, are you going to fuck with them and hold them down till they get back right over their struggles? Or are you going to say it's too early in a relationship for you to be fucked up? You got to go.
Are you talking about friendship or relationship?
Yeah.
Relationship.
Relationship?
Yeah.
Like, y'all are together or
like, you just met somebody, you know them about a month or less, and when you met them under the premise that they straight, but then they get fucked up. But it's real early in that relationship, they fucked up. They lost their job or they hustle or whatever it is. Do you continue to fuck with them and give them some time to bounce back? Or do you say it's too early for all that shit? I ain't fucking with it.
Well, I can't speak for nobody else. But like me personally, like I'm not just going to cut somebody off because like they had some bad luck. Like I wouldn't want anybody to do me like that. Mm-hmm. But I would, you know, kind of try to figure out without getting too deeply invested into the shit, like what's going on.
And how long are you going to be fucked up?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And if I fuck with the person, I'm going to try to help them. Mm. But I'm not going to carry them. You see what I'm saying? Right. I'm going to see what I can do to help you, help yourself, make your situation better. But I'm not about to fucking adopt you.
Mm. Right.
You ain't my kid. I feel her on that.
Yeah.
Especially if it's been like a month in the shit. If like if it's like a month fresh in the shit, like I really don't know you like that. It all depends on how much effort I'm trying to put in you. Mm. So right. If I wasn't even trying to put that much effort in your ass in the first place, I was just fucking with you, then I'm definitely not going to keep fucking with you. But like if I like feel the vibes off you, I might like try to help you put you in a position. And if you fumble that position I put you in again, then yeah, I definitely can't fuck with you after that.
Mm. Yeah. How you feeling, Bank? What you feel, Bank?
You go that face. I don't know, man. Shit. Maybe you, if you been met these folks in a month time and they fuck, you probably they bad luck. So you might.
You said you they bad luck. You the reason they fell off.
Fuck these folk energy up, man. So you might well let the folk get there. I'm gonna let you get back to you, bro. I brought the wrong
for
shit.
Sure.
How you they bad luck if you much. Not fucked up, though?
I'm saying their bad luck.
You said their bad luck.
Yeah, I might have fucked your energy up.
Or
yeah.
I might be so much on my shit, you feel like you had the privilege to fall back, but lean forward. You feel me? Never stop your
big
shit
facts.
For me.
Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna try to see what I can do to help you help yourself if I really fuck with you within that period of time. Mm. But I'm not finna adopt no nigga, period. At all.
If it's my homegirl, something like shit like that, if I know you for a long ass time, like, hell yeah, I'm gonna help you. Yeah. But just on like literally on some mum shit, that shit iffy as hell.
Yeah.
That shit is hell.
So dealing with the Jocelyn's Cabaret show, you know what I'm saying, being an artist, just being in the culture, do you feel like embraced by other females? Do you feel like it's a lot of cattiness? What does Big Lex encounter on a day-to-day basis as it pertains to other women, namely black women?
I get a lot of everything equally, I feel like. I get a lot of bitches that don't like me, and I got a lot of bitches that do like me.
Mm.
You know, but I feel like even the bitches that don't like me, they still like me. They just don't know how to like me yet.
Facts.
Repeat
Facts.
That. That's repeat her. You feel
she
like
said
the bitches.
She said it's a lot of bitches that don't like her. But even the bitches that don't like her really do like her. They just don't know how to like her.
Yeah, that's some rap shit.
Yeah. But those are facts. Big facts. Yeah. Like the podcast.
So
yeah.
how do you deal with it? Like if somebody talking crazy in your timeline or somebody, like, how do you deal with adversity or smoke or whatever?
Who gives a fuck about a timeline, though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't be giving a fuck, but, like, sometimes bitches be like, like, one bitch was in my comments, like, she was like, fuck Big Lex with her big ass gap or something like that, but she spelled my name with, like, L-E-X-X. So I went in the shit and I put the little L-E-X with the little corrected, like, bitch, you gonna talk shit, at least goddamn put my name right, you feel me? It don't faze me. Mm. Like, bitch, you gonna talk shit, but, like, just make sure you get the shit right. Don't talk shit and look stupid at the same time. Look a little bit more appropriate than talk shit about me. Because a bitch like me, you don't even fucking know me. So I can give a fuck less about you. But, you know, I'm trying to help you out in the world.
I'm going to ask you a funny question, but I kind of feel... What's your boxing record?
My boxing record?
Yeah.
Like my fighting record?
Yeah.
What's the saying when you ain't lost none?
Undefeated?
That's it. That's me.
You ain't never got your ass beat?
I ain't never got my ass beat before.
Okay.
Yeah, never.
You have a hand.
My mama... But other than that, yeah, I ain't never got my ass beat before.
You throw hands on the show.
Nah, that's why I asked what the record is.
Yeah, because I ain't seen it. I ain't know.
You have a hand.
Yes, most definitely. I'm definitely having them hands.
Do you believe in hands first, though, before smoke, like, before, you know?
I believe in however you come at me, I'm coming right back at you with the same energy. I believe in energy. If you coming at me like this, I'm coming at you like this. If you coming at me trying to talk, and we can talk, but you talking outside your mouth. If you know what you're saying is might be smack appropriate, then you gotta be cautious of what you. I always tell people, think real hard before you say something to me.
Mm.
Yeah, just think real hard. Especially if you know me or you know my past or you know my behavior and you don't want to get into it with me, think hard before what you say to me.
Think hard before you say what you say to Big Lex.
Yeah,
you gotta be able to accept. You gotta be able to accept my
response.
Yeah, you gotta be able to accept.
You come at the bitch that you know you might slap you. Why would you come and get slapped? Shut your mouth. Shut the fuck up. Why would you say that to me?
Right.
You feel me? Don't even say that. Like, if you want to come at me respectfully, I know how to handle bitches respectfully. I'm not a type of person that just come at everybody, rah, rah. You feel me?
How hard is it to remain goddamn calm on a show like the show you on?
It's not really hard because you give people what you give them. You know, it's your energy. It wasn't hard for me. It's like the bitches was really trying to get under my skin so much I wasn't going to let them type thing.
What is the show like? What is the show... Like surrounding, like what's the
Jocelyn's Cabaret? Break it down, because
So Jocelyn's Cabaret. Jocelyn picked 10 girls to come live with her in a mansion.
And what kind of girl? Just girls,
just dancing,
different
strippers,
okay.
Mostly mainly dancing strippers.
So you are a dancer or ex dancer?
One bitch had a sugar daddy and all this ex shit. One bitch was living in her car, but basically strippers or hoes, shit like that.
So are these people on the show the people that we were just talking about that had bad luck in a month?
Mm-hmm. That bitch had bad luck in the day. Fucking with me. One bitch had bad luck in the day.
Ouch.
Yeah. What happened? Because, like, y'all didn't see it, but, like, the whole double homicide shit, like, the bitch that was talking about her abortions.
And yeah,
like,
talk about that. That was
oh, that was you! Yeah. That was
about,
her!
Talk about that. Yes, that was Big Lex. She's here. Jade always be.
Oh, I know you.
What's the double homicide? Bro, that shit was wild.
Break the story down. Say the one least. Of y'all.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you tell everybody what happened. Like,
so we had gotten to the house. Or whatever.
That was her.
We had gotten to the house and this one girl.
Oh my god.
She was talking to, like, Jocelyn was telling us like how we can get out the gutters and get out the streets, which was confusing me because I was like, bitch, what gutter am I in? But I don't know. So she was like, y'all need to get out the gutter and shit like that. So one girl had came up and she was like, you know, Jocelyn, you know, it's really hard for me, and you know, I just aborted twins because the nigga didn't want them. So like when people talk, I think really quick. I can process what people say really quickly.
I do that too sometimes.
So when she was talking, it just, the shit just didn't make sense to me because she was like, oh, she aborted twins because of a nigga. Like, if she would have been like, oh, I aborted twins.
And this bitch said.
Because, you know, it's hard for me. I didn't have nothing. You know, I had to make sure I made a way and I couldn't have these children right now because I'm not in a better position for myself. She aborted the twins because a nigga didn't want her. So I was like, my thing that came out of my mouth was like, damn, double homicide. You feel me? She had aborted the twins and I said, damn, double homicide. But I was thinking it.
But the shit was so crazy.
And what happened?
It just popped out. Like,
it went viral.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went viral. And then, like, she turned around. She was like, bitch. And I was like, oh, shit, my bad. I immediately.
It slipped out. She was thinking out loud by mistake.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's exactly what happened. But she felt some type of way about it, the whole thing. So that's why her luck ran out right then and there. You feel me? Yeah, she lasted a couple of episodes. And then we got into it. I had to beat her ass.
Oh, because of what you said?
Well, it wasn't necessarily because of what I said, but she was just like, she kept dragging the shit.
And it's, it was like, just a combination of shit.
Yeah, it was a combination of shit. She kept dragging the shit, and she was making me feel uncomfortable. So I was like, and then, like, when she had got into it a little bit with Jocelyn, I was like, why we keep even entertaining this bitch? Like, let's get her up out of here. She want to go? Let's get her on up out of here then.
So how you get eliminated from the show? Or is it just like, or is there bad elimination? Girl club shit?
It's not, you can't get eliminated unless Jocelyn literally be like, you gotta go. You feel me? Type shit. Everybody was supposed to make it to the end.
What happened with the girl?
And Jocelyn
that,
picked four girls at the end.
What happened to the, with, cause I haven't seen the show, but I saw another clip, I guess, that went viral about, I guess, Jocelyn getting on the girl because she coughed on her.
That's
or
the
something.
Same girl. You feel
oh,
me?
Damn.
It's the same girl. So it's like, damn, bitch, your vibes are just fucked up. Like, every time we try to do something, you always just fucking up. You always saying some fuck shit. You on me, you on this bitch, you on that bitch,
so
you a Debbie Downer.
What happened after them shows? Like, let's say y'all go over to Lenny's Mall or some shit and run into each other. What happens then? Like, do y'all...
Then the bitch had to run up. Like, I might... My thing is, like, you feel me? If we out and you really about that action, or you really be like, oh, next time I see you, it's on site or some shit, then on site me.
I'll say it, if you saw her at the mall walking out the Gucci or Louis store and you
walk in. She's never going to walk out the stores, one. Two. If I see her walking out the store, I won't walk right past her. I would never, what am I supposed to do? Bitch.
Like, no, I'm saying, okay, so it ain't, it's up, but it's like if you don't fuck with me, then it is what it is.
Yeah, because like, bitch, you're not, you really are not no type of threat to my actual life. You upset. I'm not upset. You're upset. You really think I'm just, like, when I'm in the mall, I'm looking like a bad bitch doing shit that bad bitches do, like, doing me. You think I'm going to just stop my whole fucking shit because you mad because of double homicide? Some shit I said fucking 6 months ago? Nah, bitch, if you want to fight, then let's fight. I'm going to beat your ass every time. Like, if it's the thing that every time you see me want to fight, then fight me. But I'm not going to be all fucking, nah.
So what the four girls, what she picked the four girls, what they get?
The four girls got an opportunity to go to, like, Vegas with her, and then, because the whole thing behind Jocelyn's Cabaret, she really has a cabaret. So a cabaret is just, like, dancing like a stripper, but not actually
like
taking all
here.
Your clothes off.
The cheetah,
yeah. Type of thing. So the four girls that she picked goes to Vegas with her and does the show like that.
Oh, okay.
But she still is going to bring, like, the other girls. But it's just, like, I guess she going to rotate the bitches out, make the shit bigger, or whatever she going to do. I don't know. Mm.
That's what it is.
The season ended?
Not yet. So y'all gonna see soon the four girls she gonna pick. So
but y'all done filming?
We done filming the season. Yeah. The first season, yeah. But she ain't picked. It's not over with. And we just recently just did the reunion. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What other type of shit you into, Big Lex? Like, outside of, you know, you hustling, you getting money and shit. What other type of shit you into?
Really, I'm just into making music. I'm into fashion. Mm-hmm. I like doing clothes and shit like that and bags and stuff like that. I really be wanting bitches to like not only like one thing my mama told me, like you gotta when you see somebody like a Rihanna or a Nicki Minaj, you gotta make these bitches wanna be like you. You feel me? Like there was bitches out here that's like wanted to be like Nicki Minaj, you feel mm-hmm. me? Girls out here want to be like Rihanna, dress like Rihanna, smell like Rihanna, look like Rihanna, you feel me? So I really want to put these bitches on that drip. So that's one thing, like, because I know a lot of bitches look up to me or see me as an inspiration to them, like younger girls my age, it really don't matter, you feel me? So I just be want to give back in a way that I can, which is in, like, my music and my style. Mm. So I'm really trying to goddamn do the clothes and stuff, clothes and bags, stuff like that.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So look, I have a question, right? We do this thing where we take like topics from our viewers and, you know, our listeners and subscribers and stuff. So one of the questions that was sent in for today was, would you complain to a white supervisor if their Black employee is fucking up?
What I complain to my white supervisor.
No, wait. Okay. No, I'm sorry. That's
like,
the.
If you had a restaurant and the, like, let's say the server.
No. Would you go tell the people, not Jocelyn, but the people over the show, the producers on the girl, like, man, we sick of her?
If the girl is fucking up, like, rat her out.
Nah, I wouldn't do that because I'm going to get that bitch right. Yeah, I'm going to get you right.
So you help her.
You say
no, I'm gonna help her out. Yeah, I'm like, look, this is what you need to do. And if you don't want to do this, then this is what we gonna do. Mm. And then when we do that, this is your result. And now when I tell somebody that and I put you all the way in your triangle, and you step out that side of that, then you get your result quicker. You gotta reach the peak of your triangle. I'm trying to help you out. Mm. So if you can't get to that next level, then you have to get to the end of it, which is you gotta get the fuck up out of there. Mm. I don't have to tell nobody on nobody to do nothing. I can handle it.
Nah, but y'all equal. Y'all equal, so it's like, y'all just going to have riff-raff. So she's saying, like, if it's going too far, y'all don't fault, whatever you done did, would you go tell them, like, hey, no. Y'all got to get her gone?
Because eventually you'll get it right. You'll get it right. I'm not gonna keep giving you. I'm not gonna keep doing it with you. You feel me? There is no possible way that you gonna every time you see me, we gonna get into it. Like, nah, I'm gonna walk past you. I'm not even gonna look your way. What you gonna argue in the back of my head? I'm not gonna tell nobody. Like, bitch, if you really wanna wake up every morning, and be like, big legs. That's on you. You feel me? I'm not waking up every morning with you on my mind. Like, that's not me. Like, you know, I'm gonna give you a three, and if you don't wanna do that, then it's whatever.
How hard is it to catch opportunities coming out of small town, though?
It's hard to catch opportunities coming out of small town, but it's good being in a small town with big talent. So it's hard to come out of L.A. with some shit when 55 million people in L.A. doing something, but it's not hard to come out of Columbia, South Carolina if you hot, if you talented, if you consistent. You know, small cities normally support people who come up out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, a city like Atlanta, everybody out here support everybody. So it's like, damn. Yeah. That's why, like, people from Columbia and stuff, like, we moved to Atlanta because even though our city shows a lot of support, Atlanta show you a different type of support.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, that's what's good. But, like, I feel like if I was trying hella hard in L.A., I might have to connect, but it might be a little harder because everybody's trying so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of facts.
So let me ask you this. So, like, I haven't seen the show again, but from my understanding, it's like a bunch of women in a house, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So being in a house with a bunch of women, a bunch of different personalities, a bunch of post-menstrual attitudes and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. How do you maintain and keep your sanity and not knock one of these bitches out?
She already did.
She already maintained her sanity?
No, she already knocked a couple of them out, right?
Yeah, I fought a couple of them, but my thing is, yeah, it goes back to me not caring about necessarily about the bitches. You feel me? You gotta separate yourself. I give my energy to you once you deserved it. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you get distracted?
I just focus on myself. I just focus on myself. Like, when I fought a bitch or it was some rah-rah shit, I go in my room and just sit there on my phone. Like, I don't be caring enough to get these bitches all out my body all the time. So I just have to go and just find my own vibe and just do me. You feel me?
Yeah.
I go in my room, chill, maybe smoke the blunt. I don't really drink like that, so I just chill.
As the fame started growing, did it start affecting your relationships and friendships?
No, not at all. My friends, they still support me, and my mom.
What about your family?
Yeah, my mom and all them, they support me and all that good stuff. Ain't nothing really changed. Like, I don't understand what people mean. Like, when niggas get money, they change, or when people get fame, they change. I don't feel what that is yet. Or I don't know what it is, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it feels to feel different about something because you're in a different status.
Mm. Mm. What's your biggest pet peeve? Just dealing with people, dealing with niggas, dealing with whatever. Like, your biggest pet peeve, is it like liars? Is it hygiene? Like, what's the thing that just you can't fuck with?
I don't like liars. I definitely don't like liars. I don't like fingernails.
You don't like what?
I don't like dudes with fingernails. But don't you have some? No, like dudes with fingernails.
Oh, dudes.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just don't know why. Because I just be feeling like if a nigga finger you with fingernail, that's kind of like hectic. Like, or, you know, like, that's kind of like, kind of scary, you know? I just wouldn't like. Yeah, I just wouldn't appreciate that. So that's kind of one thing I don't like. Just liars and shit like that. I really accept people for who they are. And
what dirty fingernails, with. Especially.
Yeah, dirty right, fingernails. Yeah. Like, that's just like, ooh, me. But, you know, yeah, I like people gross. With good hygiene and stuff like that and all that good stuff.
Man fingernail polish now, though.
Yeah, I really like that,
shout
though.
Out to Yachty.
You like man fingernail
I do. Shout for the man nail polish appropriate. I'm not telling the real niggas to go out and paint y'all fingernails. I'm talking about you a Playboy Cardi ass nigga. You a little Yachty ass nigga. You any of them niggas like that, do it. Justin Bieber's, go ahead. But I am not telling what like Thug. He might be painting his nails now, but that's appropriate for Thug. You feel
Thug
me?
Thug treating them folk, man. You Thug know, treat all these niggas do all like, this.
Right?
Shit.
Yeah. He crossed.
Crazy.
Thug came in and he changed the way niggas dress and all this good stuff. But I fuck with how Thug did it.
Now he back to to Cleveland, little Jeff, though.
Yeah. Right. You feel me?
But he doing none of that weird shit, though.
I fuck with the niggas who paint their nails the different colors and their toes different colors. I fuck with Lil Yachty.
Their toes?
Hmm?
You said toes?
Mm-hmm. Yachty paint his toes.
Okay.
Yeah, he wear Crocs, too, right?
Mm-hmm. They say that the finger probably selling on it.
Yeah,
it's all that.
Sure it is.
Twice.
Yeah, because you gotta understand. Just because clear? People are,
huh? Clear. I mean, I've seen niggas black, paint that shit black.
Clear.
I've seen niggas paint that shit black.
Because you gotta understand, like yeah. Black people, you can't put black people all in one category.
In a box. Yeah,
you can't put us in one category. You have black people that's into punk rock. You got black mm-hmm. people who make punk rock.
For sure.
You got black people who grew up. Not necessarily you gotta grow up around white people to do these things, but they just have a different type of way of living or a different type of way of style. You can't really knock nobody's style or anything like that. So I feel I fuck with it.
Yeah. Can't judge nobody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Period.
Not on what they do, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, not for me. Exactly. Not my cup of tea.
Cause you like, just cause a nigga paint his nails on me, he won't shoot you in your shit.
Nah, for sure. You're true. Right. These niggas <shoot you. laughs> These niggas pulling big ass shit out of the skin of pan.
For sure. You're right.
Nah, for sure.
That don't mean nothing. That nigga just might like a little blue on his nail. All that mean. Yeah. All that mean.
Where Big Les going with it? What's your biggest goal? What you trying to accomplish? What's the most important thing to you? Of course, getting money, making sure your people straight. But where is
my music? My music is one big thing that I really want to accomplish.
And we had, and not to cut you, but we had a real conversation a few times with reality stars. Do you think that sometimes being a reality star make people not take your music serious?
Most definitely. But mm-hmm. see, that's why I feel like I had a good fan base before I got on Jocelyn's Cabaret. The people who knew me before I got on the show knew that I was about my music and always was being about my music. You feel me? Mm. So, like, being on Jocelyn's Cabaret really didn't get me nothing but a bunch of followers and stuff like that. So, but the followers, when they came on my page, they seen that I did music and they are appreciative of it. You feel me? Mm. They're not focusing on me being on Jocelyn's Cabaret. They're focused on, like, damn, bitch, you made music. Oh, and it's good. Goddamn. Okay. So, you the best of both worlds. You could do two things at one time. You feel me? Mm. But my music is the most important thing to me because, like, not because I want the riches or the fame or anything like that. I just want to be heard. I want to be respected as a woman, yeah. as a black woman, you feel me? Because, like, I just feel like when I was a child, like, I love my mama, but I feel like she kind of, she had a deaf ear to me a lot. So I really didn't get out a lot of things that I wanted to say to her. So, like, I just put it in my music. Like, my mom always told me, like, oh, you mad? Put it in your music. Oh, you sad? Put in your music. So you feel me? That's right. What I do now. So now when I put in my music, I want to give it to people so at least somebody can hear. So like somebody be like, oh, I fuck with that. Like, I can relate to that. Or I understand what Lex saying. Oh, this, that, and third. Like, if y'all watch Jocelyn's Cabaret, there was a time on Jocelyn's Cabaret when I was trying to express how I felt to Jocelyn. Jocelyn said, no, you can't do that. Like, you can't talk to me. Even though she gave everybody an opportunity to speak, when it came to me, she told me no.
Why?
I don't know. You feel me? I don't know why.
So did that, trigger something back to your childhood, like when you were dealing with your mom, like how you were saying it wasn't as easy because I'm sure she was probably just busy trying to be a mom and take care of you?
It took me back to a place, but for Jocelyn, when she told me I couldn't express my feelings, it was like facts. Okay, I can't express my feelings and I can't say what I want to say, but you're going to hear me.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's the hardest thing? what's the hardest thing you think you had to go through, like coming up? What's like your biggest obstacle? So shit that just, you know.
One of my biggest obstacles I can say, not even coming up with, is just within life. It's just people always just think I'm hella harsh. I'm not really a harsh person. Like I mean, like ever since I was a little girl, I've been fighting, like, you know.
Why you think that is?
I don't even know. I really don't know.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
I do not know. I just feel like the girls that I've gotten in a fight with in my
you think it's maybe just your demeanor.
They might read your demeanor
wrong.
People, like, I've heard people say to me, like, I'm hella intimidating. But I don't know why. Like, I can't not help but bring on myself.
Right.
But I'm not, like, preparing myself. Like, all right, when I get up in this motherfucker, I'm that bitch. Click. Bitch. I'm that bitch. Like, it's not like that. You feel me? It's just like I'm genuinely like this. So it's like, that's why I said bitches might not like me, but they just don't know how to. You feel me? So that's just what my biggest thing to show people that I'm just, I'm not a really.
You think
a
it's the smiling person. Shit? I used to get that shit all the time. You smile more, people will read you different. You think it's the smiling shit? Because you don't walk, I can't walk around just smiling for
me
no
either.
Reason.
And I walk around my head down a lot. I walk around and I look to the ground a lot. And my mom always told me when I'm
why
walking,
you do that?
Look up. I don't know, but I think I look down when I walk. It's because I find a lot of things.
What you done found?
I found a lot of things, like, a lot of things, like, not like, like.
Change money?
Not change money, like, I think when I'm walking and looking down, you feel me?
Okay, that's your
so
reflecting.
I find a lot of things in my head, you feel me? So it's like, when I'm looking up, I'm like, oh, it's a bird, it's a plant.
We can see you looking down, but you're not looking down.
Right. Yes.
You're thinking.
I'm thinking,
yeah. We thinking you looking down, but you.
I'm really processing really thinking, shit in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I fuck with that.
Yeah. Aquarius. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. Anything you want to say to the people, the fans, the supporters, the haters, anybody? What you want them to
Big
know?
Lex's
right here on Big Facts.
Last
on
words.
Big Facts. What you want to let the people know? Get some.
I want everybody to know that I am Big Lex's motherfucking flexor, and I support everybody, and I just want everybody to fucking support me the way I support everybody. It's all love. It's all good. If you don't like me, it's all good because, like I said, you will eventually. And if you don't, just die like that.
When you
go and die and put on your tombstone, be like, here lies so and so and so and so. I never liked Big Lex. Like, put that on your tombstone, okay? Make sure you put that shit on your tombstone so you know.
You ever took
like
somebody
that.
Man or something?
I never took a bitch nigga or nothing like that. I'm not even that type of bitch.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Because
you seem cool to me,
that.
But.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why we want to like let people know or whatever. But
you
I just.
You be flashing out though? You be flashing out sometimes? You be blanking out?
Sometimes, but not like really. That's just not the energy I put out. If it's some shit, if it's like, oh, Big Lex, get him, we got him.
Nah, what I'm saying, is we getting the cool Lex, or but do you be flashing out on other shit, though? You get what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you wake up on the bullshit, and it's just what it is.
Sometimes, but yeah, but sometimes, but not all the time, yeah. I mean, everybody wake up with that shit in them sometimes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah. That's why I be trying to marinate that shit.
They say I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah.
Most of the time, nigga wake up on that bullshit. Go to sleep on it, wake up on that bullshit.
Yeah. One thing I like to do, like, if I get pissed off during the day, I give it all the way until 12 o'clock. Because that's a brand new day, and I try to shake the shit off, and then I go to sleep. I literally try to not really suppress it, but I just be like, I can't bring it on to the next day.
Why the hell does that happen? Because that should be happening to me, too. Why the hell does that happen?
What?
You wake up, it just don't be right. But some days you wake up and you be
good.
Yeah.
The devil be on you. You got to shake them off.
So it's energy and spiritual shit is what you said.
Not yet. I mean, it's
because you can go to bed. How can you go to bed happy and wake up just mad?
Yeah,
emotions, bro.
But you ain't nothing happened while you asleep. You
it don't
asleep.
Matter, bro. God put certain shit in us for what reason we don't know.
Yeah,
like why do we have emotions?
Right. Yeah.
Like why? Why do we have emotions? Why do people got them? Because it's all a test on how you gonna goddamn display certain shit. You see certain shit come on your timeline, certain shit. Phone calls is for your reaction, bro.
But with that going to sleep and waking up, going to sleep happy, waking up mad shit, back to the emotional thing, like also your dreams are subliminal emotions. So like you can go to sleep happy, you can have a dream about some shit that was put onto you from whatever you believe in or whatever, or a situation that might be subconsciously stuck that might have popped out while you were asleep or whatever, or dreaming. And then when you wake up, you know, they still say you take a piece of like your dream when you wake up. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got going on, like you still, that shit is still on your brain when you wake up. And that fucks up your whole
mental.
Have
you ever woke up being mad at somebody or did some fucked up shit and then you go home like, damn, I ain't had to do that to that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's life. I mean,
but see, you could have changed that.
I got a routine.
You could have changed that shit before that even happened.
I got a routine and when I keep a glass of water by my bed, get up, drink the water, you know what I'm saying? Say a prayer.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't even get on my phone until I get in the car.
Right.
So the first thing you see for the day determines your whole mood, bro.
You're right.
Yeah, because sometimes I wake up right on Instagram. Sometimes I get up, beat my phone right there, get on Instagram. Big Lex, you motherfucker. Yeah. God damn, bitch, that shit. Fuck, I ain't even did shit yet. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, call my manager, like, this bitch. And he'd be like, Lex, you know, it's all good. You know, goddamn, it's all good. Calm
I try
down.
To check in with the business. You know what I'm saying? Know? Check in with screen, what we got going. Check in, we got now Big Fat. I mean, shit yes, show, handling them and patting them and everybody else call to see what's up with the little shit. Then, okay, I done did some productive shit
right,
today
right,
before
right,
my day even start.
Right.
So now I'm already feeling good about the direction the of, yeah. you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
this shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when some bullshit come, I'm deflecting it because I'm already in a better mood.
That's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's real.
You got to set your vibe, bro. Right.
The worst thing you do is get up and look at that phone or that, but that, or that social
even
media.
Text, I don't even check my text.
Yeah, that too.
Because I got two different phones. So I know who's going to text the bullshit on which phone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be some business come to this phone.
Yeah.
This phone could be miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Like, family members, friends, and all that. That's on a separate phone.
Yeah.
So I ain't even looking at that. I'm looking at this phone to get this mood right, because this ain't going to be nothing but some.
Some good news.
Some good shit. Yeah. Some positive
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Not real
you
shit.
You control more of what happened in life than you imagine. You can control that shit with
no,
your
you
actions.
You control everything about yourself.
For sure.
I got that from my therapist.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, you started a therapist?
Yeah, yeah.
Feel good on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I won't miss it.
I'm a whole new name.
I won't miss it for the world. I got to have my therapist every week.
That's him.
Yeah.
She did, but we just be doing that now.
But exercises. You
got it virtual right now.
Yeah, we do too.
Give me a couple of exercises.
We might have the same therapist. I be doing virtual too.
Nah, that shit cool though.
Yeah.
Everybody need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. Black people got to stop running from therapy.
Because a nigga ain't finna tell his business to a nigga you know.
Or Dave.
How you really feel. I'm not finna tell you. I'm not finna tell Jade. I'm not finna tell Dave how I really, really feel.
Yeah, you got to tell a stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then let's see, am I tripping? Before I let you know, yeah, you tripping.
Yeah,
yeah, because you. if you talk to somebody who do not know you from a can of
they gonna
paint,
tell you what's up.
They're going to tell you like, oh, yeah. You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, let me tell you. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like he said, you talk to one of your niggas, you're like, nigga, that nigga, what the nigga, bro? Hell no, fuck that. They gonna kill that nigga right now. Now you in jail because your homeboy said, fuck the nigga, shoot him.
Yeah, yeah.
The therapist right. probably tell you to count to 10 and hug yourself.
Breathe,
you
know right. Right. Breathe, man. Yeah. Go swimming.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, relax yourself. Yeah. But yeah, but like my final little words or whatever, it's just like, goddamn, I fuck with everybody and I feel like people should fuck with me. And like I said, if you don't fuck with me, goddamn, die with it.
So, your dream artist to work with, though?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, okay.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And if ain't nobody ever heard none of your music before you ride, what's your hardest song they need to go listen to right now?
Face Down.
Face Down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Most definitely. Face Down, produced by DJ Chose.
Okay.
It's out.
What up, Chose?
Yeah. Oh, the nigga from
thick.
Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Keith?
Thick.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. He produced that. The song called Face Down, it's out on like all the streaming platforms and stuff right now.
Mm.
So I feel like that's my most happiest little song and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm happy about.
Well, we appreciate you coming by.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
Appreciate it, Big Lex. Salute. Y'all tap in with the movement. Keep it locked right here to Big Facts. We got more on the way.
Salute.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Big Fast continues. You know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. Shouts to Big Lex for pulling up. But now we got a real Atlanta represented on pulled up on us. Young Ralph, a.k.a. the Jug, man, a.k.a. Big Jug. You got any more a.k.a.s, bro?
Nah, that's it. You called him.
That's about it?
Yo, Mr. Look Like, man.
Okay. That Mr. Look Like, buddy. Represent that Cleveland Ave in the building. What's up, man? How you been?
Man, I'm great, man. I'm blessed to be here.
Everything good?
Yeah, yeah.
What's been going on with you, you know what I'm saying, for your fans, your followers, your supporters, the people, you know what I'm saying? Everybody remembers, you know, Look Like Money, you know what I'm saying, the classics. Everybody remembers the joints you put out, you know, a couple years ago with Jug Man joints, you know what I'm saying? So what's going on with you now?
Man, I got everything. I got the Northern Beat album that I've just been having until we finna release that Federwalk single.
Northern Beat meaning they produced the whole shit?
They produced the whole album.
Okay.
We did it.
Oh, that's hard.
Had it probably hard, too. I'm talking about, it's probably one of my best arts of work, though, to be honest, which I'm talking about it hard as hell.
Yeah.
I was doing shit, cause even when I was in there trying to do what I wanted to do, they wouldn't let me. They were like, nah, we need that Ralph. We need, and then they coached it, too. So it was like, that shit was fun. Mm. I got the Dro single too, right? That's out right now on No Kids. And me and Dro Scrawl produced that. I've been doing a whole lot of work under the table to like scrush the bid. And shouts out to Art Real Soul too, called OG Tony. They helped me kind of scrush and get my business back like the way I really wanted it. Like now it's kind of fun to do the music. Cause I really never enjoyed this shit though, to be honest with you.
You never enjoyed it?
What you mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it like to be real, like, I'm glad I'm on Big Facts cause it like, the music shit, like, throw you a left ear.
Hold on, Ty. Whoa. When I came to Cleveland Ave and you was working on that tape and you was in that basement, you ain't look like a nigga that was struggling to rap and didn't like rap.
Oh, no. It wasn't even that.
You
it,
mean it's the once politics
I, once,
of
once,
after.
I, once I got in the game and got to be who I was in the game, it's like, it wasn't the people, the fans, like, the industry.
The industry,
you
okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's, it, like, it, wasn't, that. It wasn't like, what it was when you started, what you think it is, you got to go in and know how to have a strong level head. You can't be no following this shit. You got to just be you. And once I was always me, but I would start thinking, looking in the mirror like, I ain't doing something right because I'm thinking I supposed to do them. Because, you know, at one time I had this shit, like all the fake shit, the real shit.
Right.
And I'm sticking with how I move and it looking like, man, shit, you ain't it. But it really shit. Now, I'm it. I just got to keep doing it, doing more of me. I laid back and tried to not be like nobody. Just like, man, I feel like I got to do this. And I see it.
Oh, so you saying times yourself, you finna try to start doing what people wanted.
Yeah, not even necessarily. Like, yeah, like what they wanted me to do instead of what I wanted to do. Like, shit, the fans, like, you know, you somewhere, shit, dude. Oh, shit, then, okay, I'm going to get the new world then. I'm comfortable with this, but. They think if they don't think I'm having it, I ain't having it. I used to psych myself out, but I'm really living, doing this shit big for real. And it like, what the hell else can I do right now?
Right.
It like, I was trying to do everything, like trying to be that who they thought I was. You know what I'm saying? Even though I was who I was, but it's like I want to be like Superman, everybody. I can't say no. Shit, they need, I'm doing everything really. I wasn't there in my life yet, and that shit took me down. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta set boundaries, and then you gotta set boundaries.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Bro. That's the whole key to this shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, cause you'll be. Go ahead, we'll get to that later. So you feel like you say that you, when you came in this shit, you thought it was one way. And now you realize it was what another way. Like,
go yeah, ahead. Like it, like
how you thought it
see,
was.
See, see this how it is. Like is. when I was grinding, like Fathead, me and Fathead, no one's out here every day just grinding. The Lord be genuine, cause you ain't got shit yet, really, and they know that. They know it's a grind. Soon as you get some shit, a motherfucker see you doing better, them same motherfucker who say, boy, you gonna have it one day, that shit gonna happen, shout out. Don't be the same nigga who be hang or same nigga who be mad. He don't even be mad. And
build
a jealousy.
You, build you up to tell
and
you down.
And a jealousy. You feel me?
It's be going like, on for the longest though. Build you up to tell you down.
It like folk be waiting for the smaller little thing to break away from you anyway because they feel like they ain't got no attachment to what you doing now or what they, you know how it be and it's like that shit crazy. And I'm
they got to make it an issue.
An issue. Yeah. Like make it, make you a problem. The smallest thing. You can step on nigga's shoe. You can be a nigga best friend. Soon as you get straight down, bro, you ain't say screw. You been doing this shit. We don't need rock like that, but Jet Cut, any little thing. Oh shit, he ain't even let me know he had a show. Shit, everybody see that shit on my page like you seen. But I gotta offer you to come now. I invite you. Now I invite you.
And you but know, get I like, what? I like to dig into that. Why is it like that?
Now let me tell you what it be, Screen.
Please.
You know, we on Bit Fat, let me tell you what it be. You know, we real niggas, so it be, I know me. I'm gonna tell you too about my situation. When shit kinda dumped down, I know how it be. When you got shows and flights and shit. Nigga see that shit? Oh, that shit ain't talking about shit tonight. Who that was? Oh, such shit ain't. I ain't fucking with. I ain't. Bro, I got some babysitting. Any little shit. Nigga ain't gonna fuck with you. Yeah. Oh, such and such on the fight. Oh. Bro, where we at tonight? They ain't fucking with me. You fucking with me.
Oh, you saying if you got a show at LaCour, nigga ain't gonna come out.
Oh, no,
you
nigga,
got a show and goddamn. You and
when Moneybag y'all at goddamn exactly, such and such and so and so, everybody wanna pull up.
Everybody, just what we doing.
They don't feel left out of your shit. They feel left out of.
Cause they know I got the access to be in him, but it ain't about me. But they probably be about me. Or we do the same thing y'all doing for them, nigga. I'ma be one. I'm already one of them. It just get what folks sitting back looking at it like, okay, if they ain't doing it, we ain't got to do it. We gonna half do it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So get what that was me too. I said fuck that. I had one time I looked in the mirror like, you know what? Why the hell don't worry about everybody else fucking with me?
Hey, we was talking myself. About emotions before you came in with Lex, right? Big Lex. Do you think emotions play a part of hurting a nigga career in this shit, like trying to have emotions?
Hell yeah.
Giving a fuck. Like a nigga shouldn't even give a fuck about nothing but the business.
On some real shit. On some real shit, Bank. Once I, this crazy, bro. I waited till it got this far in my career. Once I started thinking and moving like that, bro, my whole life changed like overnight, bro. Like to say what I really feel when nigga calling, asking me for something like, I ain't on it. I ain't doing it. I want this. Damn, bro, you can't. I want this. And a nigga pay it. The whole time, get what it been. It been me. I been doing shit. Cause get what nigga. Nigga know a nigga worth. Nigga just see a situation. Nigga treat you accordingly. You know what I'm saying? If you let a nigga. Yeah. And I used to allow that nigga take that humble shit, bro. Like, you lying? Or he didn't. Well, get what? Nah, really, bro. Niggas be doing a cap of shit and money cover that shit up. You can paint that. You can paint over all your flaws with some money. I ain't a nigga like that. I'm a real nigga, but I'm going to treat every nigga the same. Cause I don't judge a nigga by no money. Cause tomorrow you can wake up, hit the number. You can have an accident and get some million. Anything can happen. Somebody can die, leave some money. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to treat no nigga like I'm better than they cause they rap shit. Their rap shit can slow down quicker than any other thing. Niggas just don't know that cause they looking at all the good shit a nigga po. I done did big shit too. I bought my mama shit, cash money, and dropped it out. I ain't record that shit cause that my mama. Man, fuck, I'm recording that for this. She do shit for me anyway. I don't want the world to see that shit. Like, but now it's a culture. If I do it now, I record it because it gonna help but get another call. That shit bring checks now. But in my culture, in my time when I came out, that shit didn't really matter. I didn't even know. I didn't have the people around me to even know what the hell is you doing. Shit, like when Katrina came, I the first person took $10,000 to a family. Myself. Not no Ken money, my money. Took it, met him at the Federal Chevron at the Federal Pen. Gave the family the money. Coco brother dedicated a whole day to me. Right after that, I think Tilt came. Shit, you ain't hear. He donated some money. You ain't hear shit about Ralph money. You ain't hear nothing about me doing it no more. Cause the bigger the name be in this shit, the smaller name get swept on the road. No matter how real you are, you gotta show this shit. And that's when they believe. I mean, that's the shit I don't like about it. But you can't go off emotion. Cause I assume some shit and a nigga don't even feel like that about you, bro. He just ain't seeing you. You just ain't. Mm-hmm. It's just the nigga ain't don't even think bad about you. It's just that's how you feel about yourself at the time.
Cause you dissecting it too hard. Nigga thinking about the wrong shit.
Thinking too deep.
I used to always be like that. Like even you, man, you don't tell them that, bro. That's why I fuck with real niggas, bro. Like, dude, that ain't you. You shout not too much on. Even though I wasn't doing nothing, I'm just speaking my way. Sometimes that shit like you complain.
Yeah, it make you look bitter. And once you get bitter, niggas don't want to be. No nigga don't want to be around no bitter energy. No matter what it is, nigga. I could fuck with you all day. I could fuck with you hard. But I see you all the way. These niggas and then nigga be like, bro, you still on that?
Exactly.
I'm just being 100. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Niggas like, bro, that ain't it. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck these niggas. Go get you. Go do what you do.
Exactly.
Right. Do it.
Can't really don't no nigga owe nobody then, bro.
Like, period.
Nobody don't owe. I had when I really nobody don't and niggas really, bro. Every this crazy part about my shit since I've been moving like not giving a fuck. All the nigga that's in point been fucking with me the hardest lately, bro. Cause get what I wasn't doing what I pulled have been doing, bro.
Facts.
I'm telling you, I know
you off your shit. You off your shit. Yes, I no matter what, got you off your shit. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it ain't nobody's fault but yours.
Yeah, nobody. Cause it's your shit.
Mm-hmm. Nobody.
This your shit, bro. Like ain't no nigga, bro. Niggas don't want like I was telling them, like we did the Big Facts Live, right? People don't know what they want until you show them.
Yeah.
Like I never knew. Well, I said this on something else. I never knew I wanted a Bentley till I seen a Bentley. Mm. I never knew I wanted a chain till I seen a person with a gold chain on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't know what you want until you see it.
Yeah.
Right around.
Yeah, visualize right. It. No, that's
so
real.
So once
shit.
We showed them, people didn't know that they want to listen to Big Facts until we showed them like
we'll listen to Big
we
Facts.
We got Big Facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yes. So everybody way can work, bro. Only way your shit don't work, you go to trying to compare yourself to the next man's shit.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Big, when you big, go to compare yourself like I could've if I could've bro, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that shit. Like right. cause everything take energy. It take energy for you to say something else that don't even it cause it's taken away from the energy that you need to be putting forth in your shit. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, like yeah. If I'm saying all right, man, something that I probably don't like, I don't like this kind of music. Like, I don't like it. That took me the same energy to say, that took the same mind space to say that I don't like someone to think about that and to think about my next hit.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Put that same energy in your own shit.
Yeah, I can put that same energy that I'm putting inside of saying I don't like something. And to create something that the people gonna like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was exactly that. It be like that. Like, I don't even, like, real talk, man. I don't even be with conversing with a lot of people no more. Like, I still fuck with them, love them, but it don't be that I don't fuck with them. I don't be want to talk about some shit. Like you said, I don't talk about nothing negative. If his shit, her shit ain't straight, get with. I ain't got room to talk about them folks shit. I'm trying to better myself every second it is. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I said in that song called I Can Be a Hater Too Now. Just by conversing with you on this, I'm a hater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it. Depend. You can be a hater depend on how you say it. You can say, I don't like it, but shit, that, what the fuck?
Yeah, they care about opinion. You. Sometimes you got to keep your opinion. Exactly. Like, bro, I have to do that type shit. Bro,
me too.
I'm just a nigga say like, that shit, man. That's just me. Like,
I feel like, I feel like that's how, I ain't going to say music got fucked up, but I feel like, them we need them opinions because everybody can't be the yes man but and say everything sounds good.
You get opinion to the people that's asking for it.
Yeah,
that's what true. You do. Like, but you ain't if he send me his shit, you ain't be like, "What you think?" I be like, "Nah, you need to woo." You
yeah, because an unwarranted opinion is gonna be perceived as hate.
It really is hate.
That's what I'm saying.
If you look at it. It's
millions of fans out there.
You
right?
might not like what somebody else might like.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody ask you.
It's something for everybody. Now that's real. It's something for everybody.
Real shit right there.
That's what I'm saying. If you come in on nigga shit and without them asking, you hate.
But bro, majority rules. Like one rapper gonna be bigger than the other because the majority likes this rapper more or they like that shit or that song. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta have a fan's opinion. Is it hate?
Because
there's millions of fans.
It done been so much shit that I be like, that shit whack. Blow all the way up.
Blow up. It's your opinion.
You really hating.
No, that was your opinion.
Yeah, but you know what? You eventually start liking it.
Yeah.
So you just a hater, bro. You just hate on these folk, man. Like, the day like you fuck with that shit, like, nah, that shit really hard.
Right. You keep hearing it. You keep hearing it.
Nah, for real, nah, that's crazy, though. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, that
like, you just, like, we gotta goddamn just sense.
But I don't feel like, look, check it out. If a nigga say, man, that episode of Big Fast is whack. But he fuck with Big Facts. He has the right to that opinion of
that's
that episode.
That's a different.
You know what I'm saying? You have a right to your opinion. I'm not gonna be like in my film and fuck you. You hating because he ain't like one out of 80 episodes.
You need to start smoking some more weed on the show, bro. You be too high, bro.
That might be constructive criticism.
You know what I'm saying? I don't take it as hate though.
Yeah.
Because he's telling me like I fuck with the show, man. But y'all need.
But I need to hear more of you, and you can't hear more of you if you're high.
You too high, bro. You tripping? Like, you don't need to smoke some tea. You need to smoke whatever the nigga be saying.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is opinion, too much opinion is hate, bro. I had to realize that myself, bro, because I'm a very opinionated
That's part of our
nigga, bro. I say the wrong shit.
That's part of our emotions. We're supposed to give our opinion, not on everything.
Yeah, nah, I can't say every time you speak your opinion, you ain't.
I can't either, they done rewrote the law of hate.
They rewrote the law in these days and time, what is that? That's hate, bro. But it's making people soft, bro. Not being able to take that constructive criticism is making people soft.
We not gonna change it.
No, we not gonna change it back.
It is what I'm saying is, I can actually see one of my partners doing some shit and call them. I know which ones to call. Be like, bro, what the hell you doing? But that ain't it.
Yeah.
Nigga be like, you right.
Or, and they going to get better.
Yeah, but it's certain niggas needed. That I know I can't call and say that to.
Because they going to take it wrong way.
Because I know how they going to take it.
And they might be whack.
But I let them just do it, and still support it. I'm the type of nigga, bro.
How you respond if somebody say they don't like one of your songs? How you respond to it? How did Jug Man respond to that?
Yeah, I heard a couple folks. I don't.
I but do it make you go harder? Do you say fuck it? I don't care. Like what? What's your response?
No lie, I don't say it all. I'm mean, like shit. It, put it like this. Like I said, it depends on who's saying it and how you saying it. Like you know, some people tell me shit. I be like, okay, your music. You tell me something, screen. I ain't gonna never think you ain't.
Right.
Like you do music, but just around certain people can't just tell me, bro. That shit ain't with. I already know you just. Yeah. You just a hater like that. But then
that ain't
again,
really hate, though.
I feel bang. He probably just don't like the song. But it depends. I take criticism.
That's
all
what
the time.
I'm saying. Like people, you can't certain people say shit.
I get
different
it.
Ways,
that makes sense.
Bro.
That makes
no,
sense.
But see a lot of the times too, people take shit from people based upon how they're already feeling about them.
Yeah.
So, like, Black could say some shit to me that the whole room would be like, what the fuck? But I'm not finna take it no kind of way from him because I don't have no ill feelings or, like, no ill blood. Exactly. Or, like, it's all love here.
We could be me and you in the car. I would've said that. We could be in front of the goddamn whole crowd. I'm gonna say, nigga, that's how we talk. Shit. You do the same to me.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
but
right.
It's like, if it's Scream and already... fucking Scream gets on my nerves. I hate the way that he chews. I don't like the way that he wears his hat. He could say the same shit to me and I'll fucking blow up and go off.
Right.
Because I already don't like Scream.
But see,
so why the
like,
fuck are you even saying anything to me, period?
I feel like that's making people soft.
It is what it
we
is.
We should be able to say what the fuck we want to say. Unless we say something disrespectful. That's different.
But I feel that too.
If it ain't disrespectful, it's just like, I don't like that song.
But it's just...
What do you mean
the
you don't
way
like
of the world.
Song?
Sometimes they be like, shit, I might not... It ain't that I don't like the song. I just don't like them saying the song. Like, no, like, you like... It just say, for instance, you already been a gangster rapper, and I already accepted it, but you doing something different. I don't really like that.
Yeah,
I can do that too.
No,
exactly.
For show you
yeah,
right there.
For
show.
Right, yeah, you doing some other shit I ain't used to. I ain't fucking with it.
See, and that don't be in a situation with shit. I don't rap on certain beat, nigga. Like, that ain't you, Jug. But, you know, I don't never be tripping on no hating none of that shit. Screen. I ain't never, but I used to do certain shit like what Banks say. I get on there and say, you know, y'all nigga D, I just be talking, but I don't really be mad at Nando.
But
nigga take it a certain way. Get what? Now I don't do. I just talk my shit. And that shit work better though.
For sure.
That shit work better for my energy and it just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. I feel like hate is fuel. That's just me personally. You need that fuel. If everybody just like everything you do and always salute you, I feel like it can make you soft. Somebody gotta not like it.
Bro, this shit just done turned into. These folks who created this internet, this media, this content, all this shit, these folks have a plan and a motive behind this shit. Like anything else that went on in this world.
Mm.
And I ain't finna start conspiracy shit, but these folks already knew how these people showing that their good moments will affect other people.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Everything has been diagnosed, man. This shit, these folks had doctors. All this shit has been tested on the human brain. Mm-hmm. Instagram and shit.
Why is this shit on Netflix? That social network shit.
No way you go, bro. Nigga, only reason why we all ain't like this in our phone, cause we recording a podcast. When this shit go off, all right, everybody pick up their phone. That's how we live now.
We programmed.
Yeah.
And even them folks knew how to, like, they knew what they were doing when they made that shit.
Mm.
So that shit affects everything, bro. Everything inside of your life, bro.
So we slaves to something different. That's crazy.
Yeah, you thinking you got
to
do this because you're
going to
look
media.
Like you fell off. Who the fuck care how I look? Because I could be straight and none fell off. I could look straight and be none fell off.
Look at Ted Turner.
You don't know.
He owned half of Atlanta and was driving a fucking 1972 Caprice wagon.
Yeah.
Because there's certain shit, like Cam said when he was up here, bro. You can't measure success on how much money you got.
Facts. Mm. Facts.
Cause this nigga might deserve, God might have wrote for him to have $100 million. But he gonna be unhappy for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. He can have you mediocre. You got you a couple hundred thousand, $200,000-$300,000. You ain't broke. Mm-hmm. Your kids straight. Everybody's straight. Mm-hmm. You happy though?
Mm-hmm. Happy hell, mm-hmm.
Nigga. That's worth more than that $1 billion. And goddamn waking up every day stressing.
Peace of mind, right. Priceless. Peace of mind is priceless, for sure. Jill, so proper Atlanta history. You are the first. Just correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, shit. Soulja Boy enters the chat.
You the first one out of this play. But you the first rapper to pop off of Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I can say I the first popped out big like that. Scrappy was doing his thing.
Scrappy from Cleveland?
Yeah, Scrappy from Cleveland. Okay. Scrappy from Springside. But
okay.
Jill ain't cutting y'all. Even like that, though, when nigga be doing that, like, ooh, niggas take that as who Jill shoot shots at.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't no shot. It's the truth. It big facts. I ain't taking no. Just like if a nigga get on there and say, niggas will get on there and say one thing. So that ain't big fact. The truth is, and the man, whoever they think I'm shooting at, and get what it be. You know, we talking to nigga. When I say anything about Cleveland, bro, you know, nigga gonna say, oh, he talking about Thug. Thug, my fucking little brother.
Right.
I don't,
right.
Dyke Bank say, I ain't got to show that on no social media.
Right.
I call Thug right now, ask him something. I guarantee he ain't gonna say no. Mm-hmm. It's just my communication, like I said, it used to be third party with everything with me. I'm a communication guy, feel like I ain't gonna say that word. And that can make shit bad for us. He can, nigga can come, like, I don't talk, sent a couple people that we got, tell slime, ooh, but why I'm telling him to tell slime when I can hit slime? Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I never got down, shoot a shot at slime. If I'm shooting a shot at anybody, it's some niggas, them nobody nigga that's around slime, and I don't even shoot no shots at them, not all family. They're just the outside nigga who be wanna know what going on, be knowing I'm from Cleveland, been from Cleveland. They know that I made everybody start saying Cleveland. Throw up with my little brother, he used to come around when this shit was going on, been around. He know, them nigga don't know, so niggas be assuming. Why I'ma say son of homie? I'ma ride with him, one of the biggest songs with Bird. Why I'ma shoot a shot at him? Mm-hmm. But this just big facts. I wouldn't even care what no nigga think around him, cause I got real family that be with him every day. Older Rue Nick, that's my man. That just like the 32 solid foundation, even 800. We be on the same street every day. I don't know how to say that. Mm-hmm. What's understood ain't gotta be explained. Yeah. My two daughters, they from Four Seasons. I go in Four Seasons every day. And get what? Rap niggas rap about shit, but don't do what they be rapping about. They go out there with the other five black truck securities and chopper, and then you don't see that on the camera. They kick they shit. I go out there, I be me. I go forward. I ain't my nigga call get what I feel like shit. I'm going for some real. I ain't putting myself in a situation where some fuck shit gonna go on anyway, but they just me with. But when I say shit, I don't be shooting shots at nobody call me real talk, bro. If I say something to somebody and I feel like I'm gonna act who I'm talking to, call I don't feel nobody in their rap shit. I'm just a real nigga, bro, and I learned being humble or make nigga think you probably a soft nigga and get wet. So when I do speak on shit, I'm just letting nigga know if a nigga do feel like that, say something to me.
Right.
If a nigga a gangster and all that, what they be talking about, I'm just a cool little guy. If anybody feel hit by what Lil Bitty Ralph or Lil Jewel be saying or whatever they may say I am, they pull to be the big gangster how they say and say, who the fuck this nigga talk to? But nigga won't do that. Cause get what they know. They just try to free pick the guy, the little guy. And that's when I like that cause I be wanting to make an example, not out of nobody, but sometimes you can free pick the wrong guy. You see what I'm saying? That's just how this industry go. And get what I sometimes be saying. Oh, now I just look in the mirror and say, I know I'm a big somebody. You know how I can really get big? This shit by publicity. Well, free pick the wrong guy. And then that's how shit, but niggas know I'm a real nigga. How can you free pick a nigga? I ain't never did no fake shit ever. I ain't never did no fake shit. If I have, I ain't know. It wasn't brought to my attention. That's communication. That's why I say I started reaching out to folks. Slime just posted me 2 days ago on his page. You know what I'm saying? He ain't had to pull me. Get what they let you know. I see you, nigga. Tell you why. Cause you see what I'm doing now. And it's the right shit. Slime big as hell. Even though he can do whatever. Ooh, some people can't reach down. That was in it. I fuck with every big nigga in the industry, bro. But if I'm doing this, you go click on this song I just posted on my page. You click on homie shit. He got 200 followers. No disrespect to nobody I done did shit with. Then you go look at his shit. He got 5 million. That don't make sense. This rap, why the hell? Now you do shit. I ain't doing that kind of shit. And them people don't understand. The look, not the little people, but the people who ain't on my level. I'm trying to get back to where I supposed to be. And now it look different to them.
What you think the biggest mistake was in your career? I got an opinion, but I'm going to let you talk first. I feel like you stopped for a while. And we used to talk about that shit, and I'd run into you like, bro, what you doing? Like, you can't stop putting out music if you got fans. You got to keep going. Regardless of what it is, whatever going on, you got to keep going. That's my opinion. What's your opinion?
That too, and I ain't really know the business. That was, I really didn't know nothing about rapping, going make the show, going do the show, keep getting money. And then, like, I got fucked so many ways in that music shit, bro. Like, you know, I ain't never got no rap check in this shit. See, folk be talking about money. They folk be giving me all the credit in the world. I've been living like I got my checks, even when I struggle, whatever, bro, my whole career. Mm-hmm. But I ain't never cashed a rap check in this shit. When me and Ken got this shit, to be honest, nigga don't even know the situation, bro. Man ain't never got no money out of this shit. He got fucked too from when we was signed. But get what, though? I ain't never tripped out. I ran my money all the way up and did the same shit a chick would have did. Mm-hmm. Even to this day, I still live better than probably 90% of the nigga who hate on me or talk. I don't flamboyant or brag about that shit, because I get what I know. In a day, that shit can be gone. In a day, I can get 10 more of these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. So every day, I just wake up now and move how I move. Like I say, don't be worried about shit. I don't be worried about that, bro. That shit work. Niggas do shit every day, bro. Niggas around me do shit. I don't bother. I motivate them to let them know, bro. Hey, that ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. We together, bro. Like, we together. That ain't gonna work. I be the bigger man of shit. That's why I salute Ken, bro. Like, even with Ken. And they used to say, thank man, Ken went. Even me. If I'm mad at Ken, I'm the only one to be mad at Ken for anything, because that's me and his relationship. Mm-hmm. That's how niggas deal with the thug. Niggas get in and get what? You know how many niggas mad that Ken don't make me go in that bad? Mm-hmm. Tell you how many niggas didn't want to see that. But that been going on. That's who I came in with. But niggas don't want to see it, because get what they thought. You had the money bag, you said on that, your pain was a person. See, niggas will hate on you in private, bro. And I show you love in private, because they ain't going to do it in public, because they don't want niggas to know. That's why folk don't support me. You know how many niggas don't say, you know how many niggas don't say it's over for that nigga? Oh, man. No, it's over. Joke, can I ain't fucking with that boy. But me just doing it, mate. I ain't never stopped for that. I stopped for my own personal reason. And now that I made communication like better, and I said, you know what? I went and told Ken. I went holler. I ain't third party. They did what we doing. He been waiting on that. Do what we doing. Ooh, 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 hey. But hey, when I was going through shit, bro, you ain't never had to do this or do that. Cause I'm a grown man. I'm showing you your seeds. You had planted that shit, been grown. Nigga, I don't plant the seed. I'm somebody too. I'm one of you. Mm. I just told him shit. When I ordered them new wheel, I just ordered some new shit. I did all that shit. More jewelry, everything. I went and did all that. Cause get what? He ain't say, we doing this to keep up. You deserve it. That's what he told me. I been waiting on you to get your mind right. I was like, damn, you deserved it, bro. He was like, shit, you don't deserve to struggle for nothing, nigga. You deserve to kick your feet up, everybody. I'm rich. I ain't got to do shit. My club make $2.5 million a year. I don't even book artists. I've been 19. Then when he tell me out here, Mo, he say, bro, I been want to see you get like this, man. Because get what? When you settle for less, bro, folk get comfortable with that. And get what? That ain't nobody's fault but yours.
Facts.
Get with bank. You don't told me that. And goddamn, I looked at this. When I looked in the mirror at that shit, I'm like, nigga, can't blame no man for none of that shit. Nigga, grown ass man. Nigga, no right from wrong. When I had the money, even not from rap, I don't have no money to buy debt and own that. I ain't do it. I did other shit. I don't spend shit, some shit on women. Some women that's more than a business. I ain't no nigga fault when nigga be fucked up, bro. Cause niggas ain't looking at it when he having fun with this shit. It's just when you going fucked up, nigga point their finger at everybody. Mm-hmm. That ain't how it go, bro. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of the ones that didn't do that. I just stood on them L. I learned from my losses, bro. That's why now it feel good. Screen to be right here on Big Fat. Cause I ain't scared to tell the truth. Can't really folk can't say nothing about me. Cause I rap about what I done went through. Whatever it was.
Good or bad.
Good or bad.
Yeah. Good or bad. Yeah. So the space you in now, man, what can we expect from you? Where you taking it this time?
I'm really trying not even do, like, I love the music. I finna rap and shit. I finna keep doing it, put out a few more projects for a couple of years. But I'm just trying to run this money all the way up. And I want to invest in me some artists and do some other shit. Yeah. And sit back on the corporate side. I ain't just trying to do this shit, bro. I'm trying to just get my little bit. And I mean, my hair, my fun, my money, and my kick, my shit. My son, I just had an 8-month, I got a 10-month-old son. But you can't go and tell my daddy used to be a star and all that shit. Hell no. Fuck that.
My daughter
already done dealt with this shit, but I just made it work. I ain't never wanted for shit or none of that shit, but they could have had more, bro, dealing with their daddy dumb ass mistakes and shit like that. Now get what? Shit, hell nah, they ain't gotta go. They gonna enjoy it. They go around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Niggas thought keep them in the same place. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your mind and what you
for sure.
Yeah. Your thoughts will keep you where you at.
Yeah.
Or make you grow.
Yeah. For sure. Or you can think big. It's yeah. crazy the people who be talking big and it seem kind of crazy. That shit always man, come to pass.
Prime example, DJ Khaled.
DJ fucking Khaled.
That nigga came out.
We the best.
We the best, nigga. Yeah. I'm saying this shit forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And man,
yeah.
Nas like, well, if you ain't on his album, you ain't popping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Facts.
Like, you know what I mean? Like in like the major artists, not like artists, regular artists that's coming up. Like, mm-hmm. if you supposed to be big, big Grammy winners, you gotta be on this nigga album. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. That nigga came out, motherfucker.
You speak this shit.
Major bag alert.
Right.
Shit, so crazy. Back then, I remember I fought with Kelly back then. Or back then, when did the Cool and Dre shit. Mm-hmm. Man, Ross, he folk don't know how cool man Ross is.
Yeah.
Ross a real nigga. Ross ain't never changed since 10 years ago.
Been a real nigga.
Biggest mistake yeah, of my sure. career. I always bring that up.
Gave him a dub. I think it was a dub. Cash and left. Called Ken and don't like the weed smoke. So yeah. we left. He was like, oh, come back. Ross called me the next day, man. Come hit him up. He got on a look like Money Remix. I ain't never shot a video mm-hmm. or nothing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I remember we ain't know the business. Like, bro, yeah. didn't know either. So now, see, he know he want to do everything the right way. And he listen too, though. Like, he'll listen to me now. I'll be like, man, that ain't never got down. Did, but he know a nigga know. I don't know everything, but he know a nigga know. But all the industry folks, bro, like, the big name, them folks show me more love now than anybody. Shout out Mike Will, too. Mike Will called me when I pulled up to his studio. I went in
Big out. Willie.
I was like, you know, I'm kicking it. They Mike now. I'm thinking this Mike now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I ain't finna. Mike got down. Go, boy, you got to get your back jewel. We want that jewel. He pulling it. Everything about me is a million more folks now, bigger than me now. Mm-hmm. He put the light straight on me. I'm like, see, that real. See, it just a nigga doing the right thing now. I just want to continue doing it. This right here, this big. Y'all don't even know this big. This shit big to me. When y'all hit me when I seen that Dion, shit, I done know. I forgot where I was at. Shit, that them boy, it working, guy. Whatever going on, something going on, boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care what time it is. It's 12, right. Nigga, but 8 a.m., I was going to be there. Well, I said, I'm going to get my outfit out tonight, JT, like school in the morning. I couldn't find my shirt. I had like Gucci shirt, but I couldn't find it. I said, fuck, I'm going there, fuck. Now nah, it was just like, did the shit I been want to do, bro. Like, big shit. I look at this, ain't yeah. I did a lot of podcasts, and I look at shit like, I want to do the big shit. I've been saying.
Well, I feel now like if niggas, I always say if niggas feel like you working, they gonna work with you.
Facts.
I that just all to go
some of what I say. Like it would never nobody. It be you. You got to look in the mirror and face.
But
that's
why I always tell the nigga like, bro, that shit gonna happen. Like we ain't talked about this. Yeah, nah. Scream was just on that. Like goddamn, hit me. Like we just told you like we got to get Jug in. See back working. Woo, woo, woo. I like hell yeah. I'm gonna hit him now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just simple. Like. Niggas paying attention, like, but in the past, a nigga be like, cause he know I know him, like, nigga Bank ain't even call me to come on Big Fat shit. You know how niggas do, niggas ain't fuck with me.
I ain't gonna even lie, get what, bro? I ain't gonna even tell you no lie. I ain't never said that about you, bro.
Nah, I know what I'm saying. Not
but
you.
Nah, nah, I know how nigga be. But get what I did say. Get what I did saying Dave right here, too, and this ain't no sugarcoat neck, cause y'all right here. There's no cap on my chair. I say, bro, nigga don't know, bro, Dave. I been knowing Day been going to get money for so long. That shit, some nigga might just look at Day been doing that shit. So you see Day pull up in the old school in 4 seasons. He wasn't even out there. Day, I say, them nigga ain't never, Dave ain't never been no hater when it come to no hoe, no bitches, no girl, whatever we want to call him. I said, that nigga Bank, I always be goddamn over. Man, nigga Bank just hit me. I on Tony phone. He ain't even know I was right there. I say, first thing he say, what that nigga Jewel get? I said, that's some real shit. That ain't no made up shit cause you see me walk past and be like, but you see what I'm saying? That's how niggas will do. Or when they see you, they love you.
Nah, you know I know you're
mean?
Working.
That's why I say like that shit, like this shit motivation me, like it just let me know we going in the right direction.
Man, keep going, man. Anything you wanna leave with the people?
Nah, just hey, stay with me. We got new shit on the way. Got this single with Fetty Wap on the way. Appreciate everybody who ever supported me from day one. All my goddamn supporters from I don't give a fuck what it was, some advice. If I ain't said thank you, I appreciate you, man. And I mean, appreciate everybody. Moneymaker, we back. JME, you know, we doing this shit, man.
What's up?
Big shout out to Jug, man, a.k.a. Young Ralph, a.k.a. Big Jug. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Jay,
yes.
Appreciate you, babe.
No salute, problem. Salute, salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.